fix the road. I remember on this road right here.
This was dirt road when you came up.
Dirt road, yes. That's known as the Covington Columbia Road. That was before Bowles got established. Covington, from Covington to Columbia.
Was Bogalusa a town when you were coming up? It wasn't a town?
No, sir. Bogalusa didn't get established till after the railroad came in. Well, maybe they got started in 1906. I don't remember.
Where did you go to school? Was there a school here?
Yes, sir. My first school was right over here where this girl just brought you here. The old Lee Street School. Used to be a church. And my granddaddy, old man Mark Williams, designated, I don't seem like there's 3 or 4 acres of land there. He gave it to him to put up a Baptist church. And in the title, of course he'd been dead for several years and what few of his sons was left. They didn't pay any attention to the old man's, what he had in this title. He says, as long as it belongs to Lee Street Church, Foot Washing Baptist. And when it ceased to be a Foot Washing Baptist, the land would revert back to the heirs. Of course, it ain't no Foot Baptist washing now. People don't wash feet like to remember. And old people, back then, the old women, they had long hair, you know. A lot of old men. I can remember getting down in the church, they'd get on their knees and wash one another's feet. I remember it.
And that was a school, too, huh?
It eventually tied out to school, yes. That was my first schooling. Well, the old church burned down. We had an old fireplace somewhere. Nobody knows why it burned, but it did. And they eventually built back new, but after that they went out here to what they call Lee Street Station. And they built a church and they used it for a school too. Of course it isn't there anymore. They built a nice church back there where the old one used to be.
But that was where you went to school?
That's where I got started. Well, after Bogalusa got established, I went to Bogalusa. That's where I got what little education I got.
You said the house you were born in was made out of logs?
Yes, sir.
Did they fit them together?
Yes, sir. They'd go in the forest, out in the woods. It had to be a certain size, say 6 inches. They'd go, say, in the spring of the year when the sap's coming up, when they part, they would peel clean, you know, and peel them, peel the pines. Well, then they would store them somewhere in a dry place where they would dry. And they would get together and they'd notch them logs out and put them in and be just laying just like that. Maybe a little cracked or something. If it was, well, they might chink it with cotton or something like that. I remember very well.
Was there a fireplace?
Yes, that old wood, dirt. They'd grow somewhere where there was pretty good sticky mud, you know. Good pine straw.